Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls to start things out this hour with Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank?
Ah, hello, gentlemen. You know, there really doesn't seem to be too much of a difference between sort of like organized crime in some of these police departments in this country.
Nope.
And I just hope that the reporter will get his attorney to actually file RICO charges against the police force, which are federal charges.
I don't think it's done any good in the past.
Pardon me?
It really hasn't done anybody any good in the past. You can't get anywhere filing charges against the cops. It's very difficult.
It was interesting. In Pittsburgh, there was a case about 10 or 12 years ago whereby civil rights of the citizens were violated. And actually, the Justice Department under Clinton actually had an order whereby the police department was actually, for a number of years, I think 4 to 6 years, under the direct supervision of the Justice Department because of the complaints, the abuses by the police officers and things. And that might be, you know, something, you know, for his counsel to look at. But the reason why I called tonight was this. I was so overwhelmed by the excitement regarding the Save the Earth concert over the weekend. And I just wanted to say this about Al Gore III. Wasn't it responsible that he was speeding in a hybrid car over 100 miles an hour with his organic drugs, and organic marijuana and synthetic drugs? And all I can say is this. I don't think charges will be, you know, brought against him in California. And isn't it nice that when you're rich and powerful, that you can make any felony crime just a private family matter?
Yeah, that's how it typically is with the sons and daughters of politicians. I remember back down when I lived in Florida, the daughter of Jeb Bush
got
in trouble for drug possession. In fact, she was at a drug she was already in trouble for drug possession, and they sent her to rehab. She was at the drug rehab center when they found a crack rock in her sock, apparently. And again, just another slap on the wrist. And that's exactly Jeb Bush said exactly what Al Gore said about his son. And that is, this is a private matter. No comment.
That was Noelle Bush, and she was also arrested several times for writing false prescriptions to get narcotics without a legitimate prescription.
That's what it was originally for. That's right.
Exactly. And what's really sad, though, is that, you know, if this is the quote-unquote leadership class, this country's done, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's been
time
done.
To emigrate to India.
I like New Hampshire.
Well, thanks a lot,
thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, it's interesting that he brought that up because I wanted to touch a little bit more on this sort of protectionist mentality that is pervasive throughout the police departments in America and just government people in general.
Anyone with power.
Anybody with a little bit of power, they get protected. All the rest of us, we get thrown to the wolves as far as if we were to be busted, as Al Gore's son was busted, speeding with multiple prescription drugs that didn't belong to us as far as our prescriptions. We didn't have those prescriptions. He had multiple, like three or four drugs on him, plus marijuana. We would have gone and seen some hard time for that.
Oh, yeah.
There are guys in Florida serving 25-year mandatory minimum sentences on prescription drug so-called crimes. It's just people that were possessing the drugs they needed to help relieve their pain. This guy was taking them, obviously, not for pain purposes. He just wanted to get high. I don't believe it was Al Gore's son's first run-in with the law. But apparently it doesn't matter. You can just run into the law as much as you want if you're the child of a vice president or the child of the governor.
Yeah, the cases that I've seen, some people just have a single prescription that's not theirs, and they go to jail for pretty much life, 25 years.
Instant felony.
Yep, but he gets away with several bottles of it, plus other so-called crimes, and he's scot-free.
Now, last hour we were talking about a case out of Miami, which was just absolutely outrageous, and if you want to recap that, you can grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com, but the case mentioned the name of the Miami police chief, John Timoney, and that name rang a bell to me. So I did a little Google search and found that His son, speaking of politically connected people, the son of Police Chief John Timoney in Miami was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for trying to buy 400 pounds of marijuana.
Wow. And he only got 18 months?
Only got 18 months.
Now, I've known people who have had significantly less than that and gone away for a much longer time.
They had less marijuana, went away for a longer time.
Yes.
Sean Timoney, who was 26 at the time, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana. He and one other guy were arrested at a hotel after giving the DEA agent a gym bag filled with about $455,000 in cash. Federal officials said the defendants planned to distribute the drugs in and around Philadelphia, where Sean Timoney lives. Sean Timoney could have faced up to 40 years in prison. After his release, he'll be supervised for 4 years and required to enter a drug treatment program. Which, again, this is a slap on the hand compared to what most people get.
Yeah, they should have inserted there, could have faced 40 years, but luckily his dad's the police chief.
Listen to what he said at his sentencing hearing. This is Sean's quote. Quote, "Of course money was a factor, but if I didn't have a drug problem, I wouldn't need to be pursuing money illegitimately." Wait a minute. Nobody has a $100,000 drug problem. You could not snort that much cocaine.
Wow.
So I'm not sure exactly why anyone believed this guy. This was a show trial. That's all this was. His dad was in court, didn't comment. The elder Timoney is well known in law enforcement. He rose through the ranks of the New York Police Department, which I've known a former NYPD officer, knew him in person. I asked him once how many of his coworkers were corrupt. Without me missing a beat, he looked me straight in the eye and said, every single one of them.
Well, that makes me feel good.
So John Timoney rose through the ranks of the NYPD to become a chief and the first deputy commissioner. He later became police commissioner in Philly before moving to Miami. Sean Timoney's lawyer says cops kids have been getting in trouble since the beginning of time, as though this is no big deal. This is a good boy who did something wrong, but he'll go on to lead a very decent and productive life. Well, that's totally different from what happens to everybody else who gets convicted of marijuana possession or intent to distribute. They get a permanent record. They spend years upon years in jail, not some piddly 18-month sentence in a minimum security federal prison, which you know is where he ended up going. They spend years in jail, and then they have to go out and try to get a job in the real world where nobody wants to hire them.
Because they have this record.
Because they have the record.
Well, that's because they're criminals, don't you see?
Sean Timoney's just a good boy.
Well, he has a medical issue. He's addicted to substance, and it's a medical issue for
him. I love this. They make it seem like he just made a mistake. You don't get to dealing 400 pounds of marijuana with gym bags filled with $455,000 in cash on your first go-round.
Yeah, I'm guessing this wasn't his first time.
Yeah, you kind of have to move up in the ranks over time in order to, although I suppose you could argue that daddy gave him some connections and hooked him up. Of course, nobody investigated that aspect of the case. I mean, what are the odds that daddy didn't know that his son was doing 400-pound deals right under his nose in his jurisdiction in Miami?
Yeah, that's a lot of money to have and just cover up about a lot of cash lying around.
The man who was arrested with Sean, Mr. Sue was his name apparently, Jay Sue, he pleaded guilty to the same charge and was sentenced to 37 months in prison. Huh. They were both arrested, same place, same time, same criminal charge. One got 18 months, the other 37. Things that make you go,
Were they tried together, or? I'm trying to give them some leeway here, they've got to have some kind of excuse for this, because how can you have two people, same crime, together, accomplices, but totally different outcomes?
Well, the lawyer who was representing Mr. Timoney said his client chose to self-medicate with marijuana because of Lyme disease contracted at a young age. And, you know, if that's really true, great. I don't care if he was selling pot. I don't care about that. I don't care if he was smoking it for medical reasons. I just care about the discrepancy between those who are politically connected and the sentences they receive and the rest of us.
Exactly. In my opinion, he shouldn't have faced any time for selling this much pot or any amount. But
and I'm shocked that he was claiming that the marijuana was his drug of choice. I mean, if you claim cocaine, at least then that's it's more expensive to have a coke habit.
Yeah.
To smoke marijuana, not very expensive, and you certainly don't need to sell 400 pounds of marijuana to cover the cost. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away.
So enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. We've been focusing on police corruption so far in the show.
Not too hard to find.
No, there's always fresh corrupt cop stories coming out. But let's shift gears a little bit and just talk about relationships with the cops. Because obviously with the police out there arresting our friends and our family members and our neighbors for such awful crimes as smoking a joint, those sorts of evil crimes, with the police out there doing things like this instead of, you know, chasing after rapists and murderers, it's understandable that people might be a little angry at the cops. Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw a story today, which was a video package. I can't really, there wasn't a news story to go along with it, so I can't really give you anything official, but it was out of Arizona. And what's going on down there, and this may be going on across the country, I don't know, I'm too old to be involved in what this is, but you're aware of the skate parks, right, Toby?
Yes.
The city-built, government-created skate parks. There are a handful of them that I guess are privately funded, but most of them appear to be done by cities.
Right.
Well, apparently, you're allowed to skateboard at the skate park, but not BMX bike.
On a public skate park.
That's correct.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you are a skater slash biker or whatever, and you can comment that this is happening in your area, would like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But it's definitely happening down in Arizona. What's been going on is these young kids, and remember, the reason the skate park was built, with their, you know, they've got ramps and stuff, and people can do tricks, and that's what they like to do. The reason it's built, allegedly, was to give the kids a place to go to where they can be safe and not be, you know, destroying business owners' property and, you know, give them something to do beyond go and take drugs, right?
That's I remember when they put the one in here in Keene, that's the argument they had.
Maybe you should check and see if the Keene one has banned bicyclists.
I see them down
allowed.
There. If they do it there, at least they're not enforcing it yet here in Keene.
Well, in Arizona they are, and kids as young as 12 years old have been arrested for riding a BMX bike, which is a little trick bike, basically, is what it is. It doesn't have full-size mountain bike wheels. It's little wheels. Anyway, they've been riding these bikes, these trick bikes, and the cops have been called out. They've arrived on the scene, and they've put kids in handcuffs, confiscated their bikes over the fact that they were riding their bikes at the skateboard park.
Ooh, this sounds like a great way to develop early rapport with the kids.
Yeah, this is a really, yeah, right, exactly. And that's where I want to go with this, is to point out that the cops seem to be doing everything they possibly can to make kids, young people, and adults hate them.
I'd have to agree.
With a passion. Well, let me give you a little bit more info on what happened in Arizona. The kids, the BMX bike crowd, they got a little upset about the fact that, well, the skaters are allowed to skate at the skate park. Why can't we ride our bikes at the skate park? It's same deal. They're doing tricks and stuff.
Understandably.
So they staged a protest where about 70 BMX bikers came out to the park all at the same time. And, you know, they were just biking around and having a good time. Well, of course, the cops ended up getting called out, and the cops came out there, and they started tearing up their signs and, you know, just being mean, as they typically tend to do, and confiscating people's video cameras, that sort of thing. And it was just really sad. And then this one 12-year-old went in, and they had another protest later on, and this 12-year-old sort of broke ranks, and he went in and rode his bike, and once again was handcuffed by the police. Parents were even there saying, look, this isn't fair. Our tax dollars went to pay for this, and you aren't allowing our kids who happen to like riding a bike as opposed to a skateboard to ride in these parks. And the cops didn't have anything to say to it except the standard old response of, you know, we're just doing our jobs. Talk to the city council.
Hey, you got to give it to the kids for standing up like that and doing the civil disobedience, though. I mean, we can't get regular folks to do it, but
yeah, I really do have to hand it to those kids in that case. So, well, let's talk a little bit more about this here in a moment. Let's roll into the phone calls here. Talk to Jay in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Jay.
How you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
I'm formerly of Pittsburgh, and I'm familiar with the law that gentleman was talking about.
Which one?
It started the Citizens Review Board in Pittsburgh, and the citizens that they reviewed, the people that reviewed them, that's why I left Pittsburgh.
You left Pittsburgh because of the Citizens Review Board, or the
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a police officer drug a mile down the road by certain people. It's kind of like you guys are beating a dead horse. It's like the Catholic Church. I mean,
what do you mean we're beating a dead horse? These cops are out there abusing people, Jay.
There's a few bad apples, guys.
No, Jay. There's more than a few. It's institutionalized bad apples. The whole tree is rotten to the core.
I disagree.
Well, you know what? There may be some good guys out there, but why is it the good guys don't speak out against the bad guys in the police departments? How do you explain that one?
I believe that they do.
They don't. Did you hear the story from Miami? The story about the reporter who reported...
I heard you guys talking about it.
Yes, there was a reporter in Miami who outed 35 Miami police departments with undercover video for not giving out complaint forms to citizens when they requested them. The cops targeted him for retaliation. They arrested him in front of his 3-year-old daughter on trumped-up charges. They assaulted him, attacked him, threw him in a jail cell, and then gloated about it by printing out pictures of his face, huge life-size pictures of his face, stamping "caught" on it, and making fun of him, and then he got fired from his job, and not one person in the police department came out in favor of this guy. Not one police officer came out to say, you know what? What our police department is doing is wrong here. They should not be targeting this man. He did the public a service of showing the fact that these police departments won't hand out simple complaint forms. No one stood up to talk out in favor of this man within the police department. Where are all the good cops, Jay?
Now, that was Broward County?
Yes, that's correct, Miami.
Broward County? Yeah, well, I'm not familiar with Broward County, but...
Oh, I see. So all of Broward County can be rotten to the core, but
yeah.
Where you live, they're all okay, right?
I've seen incidences where people and the police chief or he would take issue with an officer that went maybe above duty or beyond duty, whatever you guys would call it.
Well, as I said, now you live in a little place in Ohio.
I live in a little town in Ohio.
Right.
Left the city of Pittsburgh because of the Citizens Review Board.
You're saying that the police shouldn't be reviewed by citizens?
No, not the citizens they represented, the review board. I'm sorry.
Well, as I pointed out at the beginning of the story, little towns don't have it as bad as big cities. The facts are, I mean, what do you say to the police officer that I've known in the past from the New York Police Department that told me straight out every cop he knew was corrupt in the New York Police Department?
I don't believe that, guys. I think you're beating a dead horse.
I think you're living in a fantasy world and you're closing your eyes to reality, Jay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Denial is the most common human response. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about what the cops are doing to establish their relationship with the people coming up.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the smell of leather seats. But what if your fine Corinthian coverings look like rawhide? When I come back, I'll turn your bland seats into blazing saddles.
I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Hit them up and move them out. Because when leather upholstery looks like it's been ridden hard and put away wet, it's time to take care of business with TCB. T. Test. Check seats by putting a drop of water on an inconspicuous area. Uncoated leather absorbs water while treated will not. C. Clean. But before you use any leather cleaner, test for discoloration or marking. Then rub in a generous amount, let set, and wipe clean. And B. Brush. For stubborn dirt, use a soft toothbrush, which will also remove any leftover cleaner. Finally, apply your favorite leather conditioner to restore a supple shine. Happy trails! I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free, archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Talking about the police. And we just got off the phone with Jay in Ohio, who claims, oh, there's just a few bad apples out there.
A couple of them. Why are you even talking about them?
Yeah, this isn't news. It's just occasionally the cops do something bad. It's just one or two of them. But that's not the case.
Yeah.
And nobody who lives in a big city would tell you different. You don't even have to be in a big city. Medium-sized, small cities, the police departments are out of control. Even in small towns, the corruption is there. It's just not as visible.
Right.
Because everybody knows everybody else in a small town, and if everybody's corrupt in the small town, it's all kept on the down low, and if somebody comes too close to getting in trouble, the prosecutor will just, you know, make the charges go away, push it under the rug, or the mayor will intervene. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of small town politics that can go on here as well.
You know, he says there's only a few bad apples, but I think that there's a good chance you could do a total show, 3 hours a night, 6 days a week, on just corrupt cop stories.
Have we done anything besides corrupt cop stories tonight?
Well,
I don't know.
There's enough of them out there that, yeah, there's plenty of them to pick on, and these are just the ones that get reported. Let's not forget about all the corrupt cops out there that we don't hear news stories about because they get away with it.
Because people were intimidated by the police into staying silent because they knew, like what happened to Mike Kirsch,
church down in Miami. This reporter, he was fired from his job. He was harassed and assaulted by the police. Nobody wants that to happen to them. They don't want it to happen to their girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse or their kids. They don't want to get into trouble with these violent individuals masquerading as police officers.
Right. They're going to take away your freedom.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live, Lee.
Good evening, lads.
Hey,
yeah, my oldest boy, his last term of high school, he found out he needed 20 hours of community service, and about the only thing that he could rack up 20 hours in was the Explorer Group.
Oh, boy.
Which could be a good program. That's where they teach young kids. You get to do driveabouts with the cops.
Ride a ride along, sure.
Yeah, I called them driveabouts, and of course everybody called them wiener pigs.
Okay.
They're just little baby guys. And this is in Oregon. And
yes.
He was dealing with cops that were the same cops that I dealt with 20-some years earlier.
Okay.
Just about ready to retire. And a couple of the older guys were pretty cool. They said they were okay, but basically any of the younger guys were into, you know, get somebody in trouble. We're doing speed checks here. Yeah, that guy's doing H. Should we let him go or get him? He says, oh, I don't know. Let's let him go. Give him the 10. Another guy's doing 6. I don't like that guy. I've seen him before. We'll get him. He's a guy who's only doing 6. But the most important thing was there was quite a gay thing going on between the officers.
What do you mean?
Like you could go up to their place and get some molded beverages, maybe have a little weed. The one guy got busted and wound up in Oregon State Pen.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're saying that the officers in the Explorers program were offering drinks and marijuana to the Explorers?
That is correct. They had videos. That's what slammed their tail in the clinker.
Tip. This is the tip of the iceberg.
This
Lee.
Is a town of 10,500 people.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. That's just the bad apples you found there.
It's amazing. Oh, yeah, just the bad apples.
Well, the judge,
working with the kids,
coincidentally would make you a deal when I was a kid if you went in the back room with them. So
who would?
I'll just pay my $105 speed contest ticket and
Wait a minute. Rewind. Hold on. Let me make sure I heard you correctly. When you were younger, arresting officers offered to let you out with if you would perform sexual favors for them?
Not these particular offers. Wait, run that question past me one more time.
What did you say there? I missed what you said.
I said this judge when I was a kid.
A judge, okay.
Okay. Notorious hanging judge. You get a $105 ticket for a speed contest when you're both driving down the street at 27 miles an hour in a 25 because you're together. Of course, you got hot cars. Okay.
Wow.
You pass that. The one guy, he gets a $7 fine.
Wait, who got a $7
fine? If you
want
to play the game. The game is you go in the back room on another day and...
So he got a $7 fine because he played the game with the judge?
That's correct.
Amazing.
He said, I wish I would have paid the $105 bucks.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing any games.
This is, I'm telling you, this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the more experiences you have with the police department and people that know the police, people that are
Correct.
Close to the police, the more you learn about what really goes on behind the scenes. And people like Jay in Ohio are completely, you know, they are just plugging their ears and essentially going la 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 because they don't want to hear bad things about the cops. It just smashes their reality. It smashes their worldview, and it gets them very nervous. They don't like thinking that cops could be bad. Oh. But the fact is, I believe most of them are.
This was in 1970, man.
That's
why my son grew up. I said, man, you don't want to be no wiener pig, but he's got to get the 20 hours. I mean, he's bad in a 4-point GPA, so kind of wanted to graduate with the rest of his class. And so he went ahead and did it. But he says, I know exactly all those stories you told me, Dad. He says, and I got some others. But
amazing. Lee, thank you for sharing. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Can you imagine? I mean, how ballsy? You've got kids with you in the Explorer program, and you're offering them marijuana and alcohol.
Well, in a way, it's kind of like showing that, look, this is cool. It's cool to be a cop. You get to flaunt the law.
Sure, but you would think that they'd be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, keep it on the down low a little
bit.
Right,
kids blab. Kids talk. And that's not very wise. Of course, then again, cops aren't known for their intelligence. We know that there are police departments around the country that have rejected applicants for their jobs, for to become a police officer, rejected people because they scored too high on the IQ test.
Yeah, they wanted, I think they said they wanted officers with an average IQ of 100.
Right. They want C-grade students. Yeah. They want people in the police department
who
aren't going to question the orders they're given.
Right.
They don't want police who think for themselves. They don't want police to think outside of the box, which is one of the other reasons why they're so suspiciously silent when all this negative news comes out. That's why, because really, the good guys are kind of kept out of the system.
I mean, if an intelligent cop comes across a law that should be questioned, they're not going to just give out tickets. We were talking about these BMX bikes, and the cops are like, oh, I don't like the law, but, you know, it's my job to enforce the law. Well, someone with a little bit of intelligence is going to start questioning these laws.
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, hello, skating versus bicycling. Pretty much the same. Wheels on machines,
right.
And what's the big deal?
Just doing my job.
They just like harassing people is what it is. And we've seen story after story of this institutionalized corruption. Let's continue with the calls. Glenn in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Glenn. Glenn in Missouri, going once. Do we have Glenn in Missouri going twice? We'll try putting Glenn back on hold. In the meantime, we'll go to Andrew in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew, what's on your mind? I don't know if we have Andrew. Andrew going once. Andrew going twice. Who is this? Hello? Andrew!
Hello?
We have you. What's on your mind? Andrew's gone. All right. Well, then fine. Back to Miami. Just one more story for Miami. I promise. We mentioned Police Chief John Timoney. And this is a guy whose son was busted for 400 pounds, doing a 400-pound marijuana deal. And he's mentioned in this story. There's a song, apparently, that students in Liberty City, Florida, which is nearby, are sending a message through their music. The police, they're all right. That's the name of the song, and it's one of 17 on a CD that will be released in August. I'll tell you a little bit more about that CD, and we'll play you a clip of the song here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's as bad as you think it might be. Maybe worse. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of products, lots of great products, in fact. Many of them with the Free Talk Live logo emblazoned proudly upon them. I think you're going to like what you see. It's store.freetalklive.com. Place your order today. Let's go to the phones. We're going to try Glenn again in Missouri, and then we'll talk about this cop song down in Miami. Glenn, you're back on Free Talk Live, or hopefully you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian and Toby, you got me this time?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to relate a quick story here that kind of reinforces what you've been talking about with police officers and how people are intimidated from filing reports.
Yes.
And at several years ago, we had a police officer here who was in a homosexual relationship with a college student.
Uh-oh.
And the college student wanted to break it off, but the police officer kept visiting him and patrolled the area where the student lived. Mm-hmm. Finally, the student said, hey, if you don't stop bothering me, I'm going to out you with the police department.
Right.
And the officer took out a knife and slit his throat.
Oh, my goodness.
And the next day, this officer was off duty, but he volunteered to come in and help with the investigation.
Of the murder? Of the guy he killed?
Yes.
How did it end up coming out that it was him? How did the news break?
The student had talked with friends, and the friends kind of knew that he'd had some kind of relationship with a police officer, and that kind of came out in the investigation. And within 3-4 days, they arrested him. But what I really wanted to talk about, though, was that during the trial, three women came forward that said that he tried to use his authority as a police officer to coerce sexual favors out of them.
Three women came forward. Now, this talks to what Toby said earlier, that we see all kinds of stories of police corruption in the news, but what about the people that never come forward? The fact that three women had the courage to come forward inevitably leads me to ask how many women are out there that don't have that courage.
Yep. Exactly. How many women? This is a college town. How many women in his 7 years on the force did he coerce sex out of?
My goodness.
And why was this never reported? Why was there never a complaint filed? Obviously, the women felt intimidated that they could not succeed if they filed a complaint.
What happened
to the
police officer?
If they hadn't been able to file a complaint, perhaps this officer wouldn't have still been on the force, and committed this murder.
Well, maybe, though we've certainly seen, again, how the police officers close ranks whenever there's... I mean, these complaints would not have been serious as a murder charge, obviously. They'll take it a little bit more seriously when one of their officers is accused of murder. Then they have to be careful with how they talk. But when it comes to people making allegations against their cop buddies, they tend to close the thin blue line around them and protect them. And at the very most, you'll usually just see them getting shuffled to another department or...
Maybe
or
a cushy desk job.
Transferred to a desk job for a short period of time or something like that. But it's really just disgusting. Well, do you know what happened to the officer in this particular circumstance?
Oh, he was convicted of murder. And the last I heard, somehow part of his sentence got overturned. He wasn't sentenced to death. We have that here. But they're resentencing him or something.
How do you feel?
But he was convicted.
How do you feel about the allegation from Jay earlier, who said this is just a few bad apples?
Well, you know, I mean, we've had other cases here. At least when they become public, the police force here seems to take care of it. You know, we had another case where a police officer was his girlfriend had dropped him, and he was on his getting tracking devices and putting it on the girl's car.
Jeez.
And tracking her and stalking her and everything else, and she
outrageous.
Came forward to the police with a complaint, and she actually had the device and everything, physical evidence.
Wow.
You know, he wasn't on the force very long.
Now, where do you live? Is it a, what's the size of the area you live?
It's a university city, about 100,000.
Okay, so not a big city per se. It's more of a medium-sized city. And again, the corruption is just pervasive throughout the country. And it's just their story after story. It's just outrageous. And it's unbelievable that people could just close their eyes and their ears to all this and continue to pretend that the police are all a bunch of good guys out there and there's just one or two bad ones running around. Any final thoughts for us?
No, just reinforces, you know, that people just feel intimidated from complaining.
They sure do. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brent in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live, Brent.
Yeah.
Hi.
Are you there? I couldn't hear you. You sound like you went away.
No, we're here. We've got you. What's on your mind?
Well, okay. Well, I got a short story. I got a couple of comments.
Sure.
One, you know, people can't argue, most people anyway, can't argue with a badge and a gun. It reminds me of the old Western TV shows where the sheriff was the man and you didn't cross the sheriff.
Right.
And so, but anyway, my story is... there was a kid in Phoenix. I think he was a college kid. He was walking down the street close to a park. He had a backpack on, and the police pulled up two of them in the car and got out. They put him up against the car. They patted him down. They took his backpack off. They dumped it all out on the sidewalk.
Mm.
And didn't find nothing, and so they threatened him and said, if we ever catch a kid carrying anything, you're going to jail. And they drove off, and the kid's standing there with all these stuff strewn all over the sidewalk. You know, that's just uncalled for. They had no reason to stop the kid. He was
just
walking
down
the street.
No, they had a reason. He was a kid. See, here's how they operate. They're just like any other bully. They pick on the little guys. They pick on the kids. They pick on the people with the beat up cars. They pick on the people that they know are, you know, easy marks. They know they aren't going to go for a lawyer. They don't
know
the system.
People who look like they don't know their rights.
They don't know their rights. They're not confident, and they run roughshod all over them. And they know that the odds are good that kid's just going to pick up his stuff. He's just going to curse under his breath, and he's going to move on. He'll never do anything about it. Did he do anything?
Probably not, but
no.
What it does, you know, it just creates hatred for law enforcement because you know that he went and told his friends what happened, and they all
mm-hmm.
talked about
damn right.
how bad the cops are. And, you know, I'll tell you what, there's been times when I've even pulled off the road and stopped because I didn't want to get hassled. I just kind of had a feeling that they were out cruising around looking for trouble. I mean, I avoid them, you know, and you shouldn't feel that way. You should really think that they're there to protect and serve.
Right. When you look in your rearview mirror and see a cop, you should feel like, oh, okay, great. I feel like I'm protected. I don't feel that way when I look in my rearview mirror,
no.
And I'm not carrying anything in my car. I think at any moment's notice, that cop could flip on his lights, pull me over, and put a gun to my head for whatever reason.
Yeah. They're unpredictable.
Well, you feel like you need to pull off the road if there's a cop following you.
They're like dangerous animals. I've done exactly that, Brent. I've had cops follow me before. I've pulled into whatever nearby shopping center there is, waited for him to pass, and then got back on the road.
If there's an opportunity when there's a cop behind me, I do it just to relieve the anxiety I feel when they're behind me.
It's just sad, man. And how do you feel about these people, Brent, that will tell you, oh, well, Brent, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Most cops are good cops.
I kind of laughed when that guy said that. I kind of chuckled, and I said, you know what? You live in a small town, and you're sheltered, and you were absolutely right about the comment you made that people are have a tendency to be in denial. And they are. They're in denial about a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Brent, thank you for the call. Appreciate
the other,
hearing.
The other comment, I have one more comment.
Sure. Quick.
One of the things that I've noticed also is police officers from big cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, maybe Phoenix and stuff like that, I think they get tired of the big city and they move up here to these small towns in the Northwest and they bring that attitude with them.
Mm, make a name for themselves in a little town or something like that.
Well, you know, the small towns up here like Kalispell is not really small, but it's fairly small. It's like 130,000-140,000 people in the whole area, but they bring that California attitude up here. Before, the police were like your neighbors or something. They were decent people.
Right. They used to be peace officers, and there's been a major shift in the world of policing to where they used to just simply exist to keep the peace. Now they exist to enforce the law, no matter how bad the law is, and it's just despicable. Great call. Thank you for making it, Brent. 800-259-9231, short on time for the hour. But I find it interesting, Toby, that we've got people like Brent and Lee calling in who very clearly have some age to them. They sound a little older than, say, 20, right?
Uh-huh.
And look at their attitude about the police. Look at how it's been affected by all of the stories of the bad cops and their personal experiences, their personal accounts. The cops make enemies at a young age by enforcing all of these bad laws, and there's their enemies, which are just friends of yours and mine, your neighbors and your family members, they grow older and they never get any respect back for the police because the cops are getting worse.
Not surprising at all.
They're not getting more respectful.
My dad always told me, never go to a police officer for your last time. I lost it when I was little.
Yeah, never go to a police officer for anything if you can avoid it. 800-259-9231, the cop song, coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.